Yo, we are on episode 97 of the pod, and it's a new freaking year. What is up, y'all? What's going on, dude? As you can tell, today we're doing the movie Justice League, bro. What's going on with this? Who knows? Multiple reasons why I'm doing this. I saw Rebel Moon, so like, Zach, you know, Zack Snyder, what to do with you? So I'm gonna, you know, have to do a little pod about you. I didn't want to do it on Rebel Moon just because I'm like, nah, I didn't feel like doing it. Like, so yeah, it's weird. It's the new year, y'all. Wasn't gonna do a pod today, but I was like, I gotta. Sheesh, I'm just looking at the Rotten Tomatoes, so we'll go over that later on in the pod. But yeah, we got Justice League, directed by your boy Zack Snyder. I'm just pulling up the letterbox really quick so I have all this information ready to go. And another reason why I did this podcast is because the last of this timeline, or whatever you want to call it, is over. Aquaman. Am I gonna watch Aquaman theaters? No, probably not. But hey, I'm out here doing my thing. Marvel this year ain't gonna do too much. So hey, this is my last, hopefully last DC movie. But you never know. You never know. Anyways, this movie is directed by. This movie was made in 2017. Directed by Zack Snyder. Fueled by his restore. I cannot read. Jesus, I need glasses. I'm in the dark. Fueled by his restored faith in humanity and inspired by Superman's selfless acts, Bruce Wayne and Diana Prince, aka Wonder Woman, assemble a team of metahumans consist of Barry Allen, and Cyborg and Aquaman to face the catastrophe threat of Steppenwolf and his minions on the quest to hunt for the Mother Box on Earth. AKA, they're getting the, I don't know anything about DC, so I don't know if this is a thing or not, but this is AKA, they're getting the Infinity Stones. The storyline, it, as you can tell, it kind of just goes quick. If you watch the real Zack Snyder, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's just way too damn long. They rushed this series so bad, like, just because they saw the Avengers making, you know, Marvel Avengers making a movie, they had to, like, group all these characters together. It's like, dude, they spend 10 minutes on each character. You know what I mean? Like, I do have to say, whatever Amazon land, that battle scene, when Steppenwolf is trying to get that box, I thought that was a pretty good, cool scene in the, what do you call it, the Zack Snyder cut. I'm gonna buy it. It's been a while since I watched the Zack Snyder cut, but I also did like how they did a flashback on him first coming to Earth, or whatever, or the major battle. I thought that was pretty lit. You saw a little bit of Green Lantern action, but sheesh. I'm gonna take a 2-second thing. I gotta find something. I'll be right back. Okay, I just had to look up the budget on this movie. This movie had a budget of $300 million. Domestically, it only made $229 million. Internationally, it made $426 million. Long story short, you know, all together, it made $656 million. But it's considered a bomb. If you don't make it, you don't make it. It is what it is. DC cannot I mean, now Zack Snyder, or not Zack Snyder, but what's the new guy's name? Fuck. Who's in charge of the DC again? I forgot. Or DC. And I'm like, the guy who did freaking, how can I be blanking? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, squad. Let me just look this up while I have you live. I do not know who did that movie. Not his name's not Zach. It makes me, well, let me think. Guardian. Freaking James Gunn. How did I not know? I'm so dumb. Sorry about that. Yeah, James Gunn, he jumps ship. You know, it is what it is. Hopefully DC turns out better, but we just gotta wait and see, you know what I'm saying? Is that my laptop that's looking like that? No. But yeah. This, I don't even really want to break it down. I didn't really like the CGI of the movie. It's a Zack Snyder movie, so it's gonna be heavy CGI, heavy slow-mo. It's like, what am I watching? You know what I mean? I get it. You know what I mean? Most Marvel movies are CGI too. But this one, you gotta take your time, baby. Take your time when making these movies. And, let's just jump into the review. Another short pod. You already know what's going down. Critics gave it a 39%. Audience gave it a 67%. I give it a 2 out of 5 on Letterboxd, man. The movie's mid, you know what I mean? If they would take their time and build their characters, shit would be good. Oh my god. I'm on Rotten Tomatoes and I'm looking at the remake to Fantastic Four. 9% by critics, 18% by audience. Jesus Christ. That is slow. But going back to, what do you call it? This movie, The Justice League. What the heck? How come it's looking like this? Come on, you got a stacked cast, too. You got freaking Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill. Everything was going good until Ezra Miller popped in. Jason Momoa, J.K. Simmons is in here as a... J.K. Simmons, Brad, come on. Oh, but, the guy, I did notice when I was watching this, you know, the beginning part of the Justice League, I was looking, I was like, who is that character that Batman has hostage? I was like, I knew who he was, and I was just thinking, like, who is that character that he has hostage holding under the bridge, over the roof? I said bridge, I meant roof. It's the guy from freaking Iron Claw. I can't think of his name right now. I don't know his name, but the freaking main dude from, you know, the father from Ironclaw, and he's a great actor. All these freaking characters are stacked. Like, come on now. What do you got? Ben Affleck is like, he's a GOAT director. I have to say it. He's GOAT. He's GOATed. You already know. But yeah, this is a short review. I'm outie. You mean DC, you do better. Don't rush your projects. Take your time while making these movies. Be like the old Marvel. And same thing with Marvel. Take your time when making these movies. I know the writer strike's over. Everything's going good. Make solid movies. And that's it. Thanks for listening. Later. Oh yeah, here's the last thing I want to say. Marvel Comics right now, this is just me, you know, doing my little stupid rant that I always do. Freaking Marvel Comics, what's going on right now? Y'all make me break the bank. That's all I gotta say. Later.